O Mother Devaki, by your good fortune and ours, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, with all His plenary portions, such as Baladev, is now within your womb. Therefore you need not fear Kamsa, who has decided to be killed by the Lord. Your eternal son Krishna will be the protector of the entire Yadu dynasty. The words Para Puman Angshena signify that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the verdict of the Shastra, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Thus the demigods assured Devaki, your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is appearing with Baladev, his plenary portion. He will give you all protection and kill Kamsa, who has decided to continue his enmity towards the Lord and thus be killed by him. We also read the last verse of this text, of this chapter. Shishuka uvacha idya vishtu yapurusham yadrupam manidam yata brahmeshano puroraya deva pratiyanyurtimam. Translation. After thus offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the transcendence, all the demigods with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them returned to their homes in the heavenly planets. Purport. It is said, Adyampiha Chaitanya Esava Lila Kare Janra Bhagyata Kese Tekaye Nirantare. The incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear continuously like the waves of a river or an ocean. There is no limit to the Lord's incarnations, but they can be perceived only by devotees who are fortunate. The devatas, the demigods, fortunately understood the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they offered their prayers. Then Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma led the demigods in returning to their homes. The word Kukshigatha, meaning within the womb of Devaki, has been discussed by Sri Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha commentary, since it was said at first that Krishna was present within the heart of Vasudev and was transferred to the heart of Devaki. Sri Jiva Goswami writes, how is it that Krishna was now in the womb?
All the demigods with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them.
He replies that there is no contradiction. From the heart, the Lord can go to the womb, or from the womb, he can go to the heart. Indeed, he can go or stay anywhere. As confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita 5.35, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. The Lord can stay wherever He likes. Devaki, therefore, in accordance with the desire of her former life, now had the opportunity to seek the benediction of having the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her son, Devaki Nandana. Devaki Nandana.
In returning to the
one name of Krishna, the son of Devaki. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arveta Garadha Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Te Krishyam vate kukshigata parapuman angshena sakshat bhagavan navayana mabhur param bhojapadher mumushur gaptaya dhunam bhavita tavatmaja. Translation. O Mother Devaki, by your good fortune and ours, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, with all His plenary portions, such as Baladev, is now within your womb. Therefore you need not fear Kamsa, who has decided to be killed by the Lord. Your eternal son, Krishna, will be the protector of the entire Yadu dynasty. This became especially apparent actually wir haben noch habe ich meine Ehrbietung zu Prabhupada dargebracht?
Ja, habe ich, gut, ich bin so, sorry, ich bin so fertig, ich kann mich gar nicht mehr erinnern.
That the Lord is protecting the Yadu dynasty became apparent once when the mystical demon Shalva attacked Dvaraka. At that time, he was placing his brother Baladev to protect the gates of Dvaraka, and then was personally battling with the armies of Shalva, and finally he killed the demon Shalva. You might remember, it was very interesting. Shalva had a mystical airplane, which is very much like the description of the modern unidentified flying objects, the UFOs. It would move with incredible speed, and by some certain gravitational system, it would be able to turn on a point. But approach the point and then turn like this, which means there must be there must be special gravitational forces in the flying thing, otherwise everything will, you know, just fall over, be destroyed in eternity. We hear how this fight became successful, and Krishna protected the demons by the Yadus by finally killing Shalva and all his demon friends. So this is one of the different occasions when the Lord protected his dynasty, the Yadu, from great fear. So in the second verse is another point described. It is described how the Lord is present everywhere. He can be in the womb of Mother Devaki, he can be in her heart. In fact, he is everywhere. This question is how the Lord is present everywhere is discussed in a very interesting discussion in the 10th canto. In this 10th canto, Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadev Goswami a question. He says, how can the upholder of Dharma, this is a religious principles, dance in the midst of the night with unmarried women? How is this possible? He can't understand it. He has a doubt actually in his heart that Krishna performed the rasa dance. How could he do that? He is giving the dharmic principles. If an acharya does not follow what he says, then there is no real worth in what he says. So Krishna is preaching Dharma, he is coming to uphold the principles of Dharma, and at the same time he dances with the wives of someone else in the forest, in a dark forest. How is this possible? Parikshit Maharaj was really, it was a problem for him.
And so Shukadev Goswami was a little, you know, he had explained this point before, that, but he made this time a new point. He made the point that Krishna is actually the self of the self. Krishna is inside everyone's heart, and he is already very, very closely and intimately connected with each living entity. So then, if that Krishna comes out of the heart and dances with the living entities or with his devotees, where is the harm? He makes this point, Shukadev Goswami. And a nice illustration is given. You know, you remember when please remember when Draupadi was in trouble, she was put as a bet, in a bet as a prize, and Shakuni, who was playing dice on behalf of Duryodhana and his evil company, won her, so to say. And just to humiliate Draupadi's husbands, the five Pandavas, a very evil plan was made. And this plan was that Draupadi would be stripped naked before the eyes of all the assembly of the Kauravas. And the Pandavas, her husbands, would have to see that and not be able to do anything against it. You remember this. So in that terror, this must have been the most terrible, most terrible thing you could do to a Vedic woman, who was, especially Draupadi, who was fixed up in her vow of chastity. In Vedic times, an unchaste woman would not be married by anyone. She would not be, she had no position in society. So Draupadi, who was a partial manifestation of the goddess of fortune, was extremely distressed when these men came, these strong men. One of them could fight with 10 elephants, and began to disrobe her and take the cloth off her body. So at that time, Krishna appeared. She called for Krishna, and as we know, Krishna in an unmanifested form, only visible to his dear devotees, was manifesting an unending zari. It would not stop. You know, it was. Some artists have tried to paint this, and they have shown how the Lord opens his hand and how zari manifests from his hands. This is how it can be painted. So what really happened is a very amazing thing. Krishna, who did not see any other possibility to save his dear devotee, himself became the zari. It was not an ordinary zari, you know, bought from some fabric, in South India. Krishna hadn't gone shopping, you know, before, and then like a magician, you know, produced it from under his sleeve, under the armor behind his back. It was this sari was manufactured by the Lord himself, and therefore we can say it is the Lord himself, and it dressed the Draupadi. So we can ask a heavy question here. Draupadi didn't want to lose her chastity, that's why she prayed for the Lord for help. But then another male, a Purusha, was covering her, being all around her. Is this unchaste?
You understand the question? Nicht ganz. Let me repeat again, because it's a very tricky question. Draupadi didn't want to be disrobed because she didn't want to lose her chastity. Chastity as Keuschheit. By being seen by so many other men without Hazari, naked actually. That's what they wanted to do. But then another man, Purusha, Krishna, that's Krishna, was covering her. Isn't that a contradiction?
Oh.
They're actually the Prakriti. Yes, Krishna is the only male. That's one point. The other point is a similar point as in the Rasa dance. Krishna is already in Draupadi's heart. And he's surrounding already Draupadi because this whole manifestation is the energy of the Lord. In other words, there is no question of Draupadi becoming unchaste, being covered by Krishna from outside. She is inside, and no, Krishna is inside already and outside. This is the answer. So here we hear how Krishna has appeared in the mind of Jiva, this is what Jiva Goswami says, of Devaki, and has gone from there to the womb. It's no problem. Krishna can be everywhere, go anywhere, and so on. This is also discussed in one of the Puranas. When the Lord appeared from the pillar to save his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj, it's not that Nrisimhadev had to first go into the pillar. He is already there. Just like the air, which is pervading everything, Krishna is pervading everything, everywhere, at all times. He's omnipresent and omnipotent. So, if a devotee wants to become peaceful in his life and free from the terrible noose of envy, he will have to meditate about this Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere and under whose control everything is moving. If I say, I have come to Nrisimha Kshetra, is this a correct statement or not? I have driven to Nrisimha Kshetra, or I have gone to Nrisimha Kshetra. It's not actually correct, if you think of it. I can say, by Krishna's mercy, I have been brought to Nrisimha Kshetra. First of all, I can't drive a car, so I was driven here. I cannot drive, I do not know where to put the feet in order to make the foolish thing going, and how to, you know, there are many things you have to know, like how to get it started. I never was interested. I'm sitting my life in the cars of our movement, but I have not taken enough interest to look at this, how this is being done and how they do it. I always have to have someone who takes me somewhere. So I have not come in the stricted sense of the word. Or if I say, I fly to India, tomorrow I fly to the Holy Dham. Is this true? No. I'm not flying over the ocean. Again, I'm taken by a certain arrangement, an airplane. So this is a very simple point. I believe everyone can understand But how is it when I say I cook today something for Sisi Radha Madan Mohan? Is this a true statement? Actually not. You can't cook anything. It's a fire which cooks. And the pot, you're not holding it over the fire. The pot is there. And what is about the vegetable? Have you produced the vegetable or the grains which are there in the laddu? No, certainly not. Again, we are just dependent on a very complicated arrangement. In all spheres of life, if we say, I do something, I dig the garden, or I distribute books, or I ask the conditioned souls for donations to engage in the book fund, and so on, you are not really doing anything except that you desire to be part in a complex arrangement which the Lord has given to you. Even if you say, I go down to the prasadam room, which will happen in a few minutes, it's really not that you are going. Your body brings you, your muscles, your bones, the strings in the body. I do not know the English word, it's in Deutsch, it's die Sehnen. And your nervous system is bringing you. Have you ever thought about this? There's a very important point which it is illustrated in the Gita. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. It means out of false ego we identify activities to be like our own. Kartaham iti manyate. One thinks I am the doer, which are in actuality carried out by the laws of material nature. Sisi Radha Madan Mohan ki jaye. This is a very important philosophical point which we can understand today and where we can end actually our lecture. The Lord who is situated within everyone's heart is directing all the movements of the material energy so that something comes. But if we think we are the doer, that's very bad. To put that in the context, it is as bad as, you know, let us say, Arjuna preaches to Madhavananda, and you know, Madhavananda becomes a devotee, and I, Sachidananda Swami said, say, I made Madhavananda a devotee. It's not true. He was present there. Arjuna was present there. So now to put this in the world of the relative, we are saying like this, but actually it is also not a fact that Arjuna made Madhavananda a devotee. On a level deeper, it is Krishna. It's interesting to think about this point, because Arjuna, you know, because Arjuna desired something, his body was moving, but Krishna moved the body because Arjuna wanted to speak. Krishna allowed his body to speak. Arjuna might like to speak very nicely, but then it happens that he cannot speak any longer nicely. some versprich mich is there. All of a sudden he can't control his words and the voice doesn't come any longer in a constant flow. It's an interesting point, isn't it, Arjuna Prabhu? Naja, nichts Besonderes. Schon tausendmal gehört. I think it's an ecstatic point. Krishna is controlling everyone. So we want to end here. Do you have any questions? If you are in a that's a fact. To be responsible means you have to have this desire to do it. If you are not desiring something, then it will not really happen. That's the whole art of action in this world. Every action, you have to be behind it. If you are not behind it, it won't work. Krishna will not arrange it. There will be mistakes which you make, which occur, which therefore come because you don't desire properly. The real thing which you can do is to desire properly. If you don't desire properly, then there will be so many mistakes. Because Krishna is a doer. It's not that you are the doer. And if he sees your desire is not strong, woo, will be not very impressive. Yeah? If you want to be responsible for something, you have to desire to make that good. If you do, desiring is all you can do. You cannot do more than desiring. The rest is up to Krishna. If you become a little thoughtful, you will see how this principle is almost mystical. It's almost it is mystical, actually. It's Krishnakal. If you don't desire something properly, then it will not happen. And what you really desire in your heart, that will happen. If you become a little older, now you are still very young in Krishna consciousness, and you will notice this in your life. The desire is all which counts. And to desire properly, you have to purify your consciousness. There's no other way. Warum haben wir eigentlich dieses Gitter? Ist da mal was vorgekommen, dass wir also, oder hat man in allen Tempeln, ne? Ja, ich verstehe. Gut. So, Madhavananda. Nein. Desire comes from the soul. There are, of course, desires which come due to your karma. But generally, the soul is desiring.